the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. State legislators who've been battling it out at the Capitol put their differences aside today to honor a man who battled on the basketball court.
Goes in deep to Sigma. Turns, shoots into the face of Unseld. He hits
the state Senate passed a resolution honoring class of 2019 Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame inductee Jack Sigma.
Whereas Jack Sigma was drafted by the Seattle Supersonics.
Senator Tim Sheldon sponsored the measure.
I think all of us remember where we were in 1979 and 1978 when the Sonics were contending in 78 and then in 79 won the NBA championship. All of the Northwest was truly, truly excited.
Sigma says he couldn't have imagined all of this when he was first starting out.
Wasn't on my radar by any means. I was just fortunate to be durable and got a chance to be on the court a lot. And as time went on, the numbers just kept stacking up. This whole Hall of Fame thing has kind of been out there for a few years, and I didn't know whether it was going to happen, but I had a lot of people with a lot of support who helped push for this, and when the news came, it's fantastic.
His signature move became a staple for basketball centers.
It started in college. I needed a post-up move I could go to, and it was really my college coach, Dennis Bridges, who I'm still very close to, and I was a skinny kid, and I needed to create some space. I was a decent shooter, so we worked on different things, and it came up with the inside pivot, and that's what we called it all the time, inside pivot, inside pivot. Once I got to the NBA, and I did it over and over, pretty soon it became part of any kind of coaching low post moves, you know, whether it's the sky hook or the drop step. And that's where they started calling it the Sigma move. So I'm known for this move. It's still used today. It's used almost more in women's basketball than it is in men's basketball because there's a lot of very talented women who can shoot the basketball that are big players. And anyway, the impact on basketball, who would have thunk?
Sigma was also a nearly 85% free throw shooter.
I worked on it, and I knew that for me to be efficient as an offensive player, you know, I moved away from the basket a little bit. So if you can make 45 or 50% of your shots, that's okay as far as efficiencies, but I also felt that because of my shot, I could get people in the air and get to the line. So making those free throws, get 7 or 8 those a game and making them all, that really shoots your efficiency up. So I worked hard on it. I did a lot of relaxation techniques, visualization, focus.
Jack Sigma still lives in Washington, but he wasn't sure about it at first.
It's been 42 years since I've made the state of Washington my home. Before I was drafted, Lenny Wilkins had made a phone call and said, hey, Jack, if you're available, we're going to draft you. And it was actually quite a few picks higher than I thought. Foolishly, as a 21-year-old, he asked, what do you think of Seattle? And I said, well, it wouldn't be my first choice. You talk about young and dumb. I was young and dumb. But what followed was I have 5 siblings, and about 3 years after I moved here, my sister came, and she worked at Harborview Hospital, then got her doctorate at the University of Washington. She's a Washingtonian. A couple years later, my brother moved here. He became a State Farm Insurance Agency up in Redmond, followed by another sister who was a nurse and worked at University Hospital, and she came a few years later. I had 2 siblings left and my parents, and within 8 or 10 years, everybody was out here. Even though it wasn't my first choice, it sure had a big impact on my family. And I'm really proud to be a Washingtonian.
Sigma says hard work helped propel him, and the same is true for lawmakers.
I think I'm proudest of how many minutes and how many games I played. I showed up every day, and that's what it takes to run the state, and appreciate your efforts.
Sheldon says having Sigma here in Olympia was special.
We've had some sports people here, but you gotta realize what a gregarious person Jack is and how proud he is to be living here in Washington with his whole family. It's nice to have those people here.
Concentration under pressure. Sigma, the blonde banger from Illinois Wesleyan. He fires. You tell me what happened.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Washington State Senate congratulate Jack Sigma on his selection to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame and thank Jack for his many seasons as a valuable, beloved member of the Seattle Supersonics.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.